There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, and away we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Tuesday. Glad to have you along, and you're part of the show. Remember that? I love it when you text and call at 343, well, sometimes, at 343, most of the time, at 343-0106, 343-0106. Also, FM Talk 106.5 app. You can leave us one of those talkback messages. This next segment of the show, I feel like there's a chance for a not safe for work rating. I look at the field in front of me in this conversation. Two subjects here that come together that I just, you know, like the what American Ninja Warrior, when they lay out the course there and you're like, oh my gosh, that could be dangerous there and that could be a challenge there. I'm looking at a course like that. If I'm going to be able to work my way through this without falling down, it'll be something. But it's something we're going to do. We're going to run this course, but we're going to kind of dance around it. Two things, what I'm getting at as we get started. And coming up today, April Marie Fogel is going to join me in the second hour. Plus, Stephen Ponce is going to talk about the Eco Wild event coming up. I'll be out there Friday at the convention center. We'll talk more about that. And it's funny because April Marie had texted like, hey, I want to talk about the Stormy Daniels testimony that just happened. So let's start off with this and try to walk our way through this. So the update here, this one, there's some many places, this one from Fox News. New York versus Trump trial resumes with witness testimony after the judge, Merchan, threatens Trump with jail time. We've talked about this a good bit. It's, you know, it said former President Trump's New York criminal trial is resuming today with further testimony from the witnesses for the prosecution. Trump is failing increased scrutiny from Judge Juan Merchan, who warned the former president this week that that the further gag order violations could result in jail time. Now, if we, I'm going to try to stay away from the title gag order and into the conversation of today's testimony from Stormy Daniels, but it says prosecutors with the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office continue witness testimony today with Stormy Daniels taking the stand. And that's been, I guess, the big talker out there that what's happening now, Stormy Daniels detailing conversations out there. And let's see. Once again, it's like the American Ninja Warrior, right? I'm looking at the course in front of me. I know I need to make it through the course. I need to not fall down in the the pond or whatever you fall in, or hit my head on something. So I'm trying to navigate this course here, and I can do it. Trained broadcaster, 3 decades of this. I can handle this, I think. It says Stormy Daniels from the AP. Stormy Daniels took the witness stand today at Donald Trump's hush money trial, describing for the jurors a grown-up fun time encounter. The porn actor says, I guess we say actor, not actress. The porn actor says she had in 2006 that resulted in her being paid off to keep silent during the presidential election 10 years later. And why I say I'm weaving certain stories together, this whole library and bumper sticker discussion is probably, pun intended, child's play compared to testimony about the former president and current candidate for president of the United States, Donald Trump. So Daniels strode briskly. I would have said strolled, but strode briskly into the courtroom before being sworn in, not pausing to look at Trump, who stared straight ahead as she entered, but later shook his head and whispered frequently to his lawyers as she testified. I wonder what he was saying then. Here we go. So this is from the AP. Daniels' testimony, Stormy's testimony, which may be one of her films as well. Stormy's testimony, which included the detailed and at times graphic accounting of an encounter Trump has denied, is by far the most awaited spectacle in the trial that has toggled between tabloid-esque elements and dry record-keeping explanation. Courtroom testimony from a porn actor who says she had an intimate encounter with the former American president and the presumptive Republican nominee adds to the long line of historic firsts in a case that's already laden with tawdry claims of sex payoff and cover-ups. All right. I can do this one. Y'all bear with me here. Okay. Her statements are central to the case. Okay, they do this. They said an awkward that he was Michael Cohen paid Daniels, according to the prosecution here. And Michael Cohen, who's now been proven to not exactly be on the truth roster all the time, Michael Cohen paid Daniels $130,000 to keep quiet about what she says when it was an awkward and unexpected grown-up fun time encounter with Trump at the celebrity golf outing in Lake Tahoe in July of 2006. Trump has pled not guilty. Okay, we can do the jurors appeared riveted as Daniels described how initial meeting at the golf tournament where they discussed the adult film industry, which, by the way, fly on the wall, please. I wish I had one of y'all that can do awesome Trump imitations to do what that conversation would have sounded like. You know, like what kind of money you make? You're number one in then the porn and you, Trump would be talking about the porn industry. They said it progressed then to a brief grown-up fun time encounter. So they're talking about the porn industry, and then it said it progressed to a brief encounter that she said Trump initiated after inviting her to dinner and back to his hotel suite. After it ended, she said, quote, it was really hard to get my shoes because my hands were shaking so hard. Daniels continued, said he said, oh, it was great. Let's get together again, honey bunch. And she said, I just wanted to leave. So that's some of the spicy stuff that has happened. The ones I can talk about here. There's others. And let's see how many of these. Once again, I'm navigating the course here on American Ninja Warrior. In the years since the encounter was disclosed, Daniels has emerged as a vocal Trump antagonist. We know that stuff. A vocal Trump antagonist sharing her story in a book and television and criticizing the former president, mocking him with pejorative jabs. But there was no precedent for today's events when she came face-to-face with Trump and was asked in an austere courtroom setting to describe her experiences before a jury weighing on whether to convict the American president of felony crimes for the first time in history. Let me point out, this is about money, right? Even though it's wrapped up in sex. Or is it sex wrapped up in money? Because at no point was Stormy Daniels taken advantage of here, right? I mean, this is a question of, did Michael Cohen pay the money for Stormy Daniels to be quiet? Why was it done? And was this a violation, FEC violation? Daniels went on to say she met Trump because the adult film studio she worked for at the time was sponsoring one of the holes on the golf course. I can't. So the adult film studio she worked for was a hole sponsor. I don't know, hole in one, I'm not sure, a hole sponsor on the golf course. They chatted then about the industry some more here, and then he talked about her directing abilities, and I guess what she's saying is that Trump said she must be the smart one if she's making films now, like as a director. Later, in an area known as the gift room, where the celebrity golfers collected gift bags and swag, Trump remembered her as a smart one and asked her if she wanted to go out to dinner. And then we get into lots of the other stuff here. You can read this. So there you go. This is a little bit of what's happened so far in New York courtroom. Once again, though, this story is not about, even though all these details, right, are going to be so much focused on the grown-up fun time portion of it. It's not a case about grown-up fun time. It's a case about money. But I bet you the money will be riding sidecar to the continued testimony about grown-up fun time, I think. So as more of this comes in, we may stumble our way through that. Also, from the conversation in Jeff's show earlier, and I see the text line still popping about this. Yeah, is it different? Yeah, I think this is a fair, whoever brought that up earlier. I didn't see the initial text that came in. But if we question what's available in a public library for obscenity or tawdriness or what, what about bumper stickers out there? Once that vehicle goes on a public roadway, Is there any way to challenge that? I mean, it is your private vehicle, but it is then in a public setting. You know, whether it's something, you know, that has a little bit of nuance in it that, you know, where you're wink, wink, nudge, nudge, and, you know, scuba divers like to go down or whatever, you know, and hit and bottom fishing team or the they're in a butcher shop worth its salt out there, doesn't have some sticker about not being able to beat their meat, you know, or the T-shirts, if you can read this, then the blank fell off, whatever. Although I did see one of my favorites that I've seen in the last year. It's not tawdry or anything. I'm fascinated by it. Maybe you've seen it around town. Somebody has a sticker that says Andalusia's most hated. I want to know the backstory, how you get to be Andalusia's most hated. A big sticker on the back of the car. Or, you know, the stickers of things that they're going to do to somebody else's stick people family or, you know, all that. Is that? Or like I mentioned at the end of Jeff's show, having to explain all those years ago to my daughter why there were truck testicles hanging from the dually in front of us. Of course, I won that one. I said, well, it's a boy truck, honey. It's a boy truck. Are these things equivalent? Can you say that? I mean, I think somebody brings up a fair talker out there that if you say these things available in a public library, and you have an argument, right? It's not private. It's a different standard. You don't want these things to be available to kids. But then if you ride down the road with whatever sticker on your vehicle, there's a lot of kids could see that. Thank you, Jim. Jim said he sent me one. I break for brisket. Okay, that's a clean one then when it comes to any kind of meat themes. I like that. I break for brisket. James in Saraland says, thank you, Sean. This is a conversation that needs to be had. I'm not totally against everything, but some things need to have a limit. And that's where the interesting part of the conversation gets into, right? Where do we put those limits? And do we limit the thing it says, the thing it shows, or the venue where it is? And if you say, okay, it's in public, okay, we have a fair discussion. Well, you can't do that in public. Well, what about the bumper stickers? Ricky, I don't know what that is. Ricky sending me. Ricky, Jeff is gone. Jeff is gone. If you're sending this is whatever kind of meme or whatever, Jeff is gone. You want to wait till Jeff gets back on the air and then send it to him. All right. Let's see. We got time for, okay, a couple more here. We can go to the news. Got a lot to do to get into, but Mr. Plant says, I'll say it again, Arby's, oh, come on. Should I hire Stormy Daniels? Oh, my gosh. And then said, Sean El Jefe never heard the Adamant Goody Two Shoes video, or he never saw the Goody Two Shoes video. Adam Ant and Goody Two with the librarian, which I wrote down in show notes this morning, Mr. Plant, I said, I didn't get to that yet. It is the oldest trope. Somebody was saying something about librarians and naughty or what. It is, don't say I don't like it, but it's an old trope, right? The hot librarian thing. Sexy librarian is nothing new, but it's been out there. Let's see. Thank you, Mark. Said good luck making it through the news story. I tried my best, Mark. I felt like I was about to slip off whatever tightrope the American Ninja Warrior had. Now, John says, now, I like this. John, if you can, no farms, no food. I like that. I like that. Okay, I get Dirt Digger. I can't. I just saw a bumper sticker that said, no. You're luring me into that, and I'm not going to take the bait. Or at least not yet. Maybe by hour two of the show or something like that, I'll take the bait. But let's do this. Let's go to the news for it. I've navigated that. I've made it through. I probably have a whole another couple shows to be talking about testimony coming from this trial with Stormy Daniels. So we'll just go to the news and I'll try to reassemble and come back. How about this? We'll do this, Mr. Plott, we'll do this for El Jefe and all of us that grew up in the 80s with Adam and his antics. And picture the video. The librarian, I do remember that, Mr. Plott, I do. Be right back.
With the heartbreak open, so much you can't hide. stuck in your throat. Send a treasure token, token. Write it on a pound note, pound note.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:25 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Plenty of sidebar discussion going on videos from the 1980s that might have caught our attention as young men, and maybe some young ladies out there. Now, I'm not going to get into a discussion of, I'm not going to put gag order and in the, no, I'm not. I see how you bait the trap. I'm not going to do that. I could, but I'm not. Also, going on right now, we had the discussion yesterday. If you didn't catch it, I think it's worth going back and listening to the podcast. It was started at 1:30 on yesterday's show. It was State Senator Greg Allbritton on talking about why he went from the person who carried the gambling bill in the Senate to being a no vote from what came out of the conference committee. And I think it makes complete sense. Whether you like, what I mean is, there are such big changes made to it. I think that's one thing we need to point out. You can still say, I disagree with the vote and all that. That's a fair debate. But I think some of the headlines out there have been pretty unfair because, like, well, he carried the bill in the Senate and then he was a no vote. What came out of conference committee was not close to what came out of the Senate. So just because you carried a bill and they take it and they rework it, you say you like the, you know, you came up with a Toyota Tacoma that was lifted, right? Nice lifted Tacoma, maybe, you know, some mud tires on it, something like you like that. You presented that. It comes back to you as a lowered vehicle on some street slicks with the after effects on it, right? And maybe on the back, too low for you or low enough for you or whatever written in airbrush. That's not the truck you liked. It's yes, somewhat is a Toyota Tacoma, but it's not the same truck. We need to put together a holiday gift book of Sean's redneck analogies. So this idea that, you know, okay, well, he carried this bill and they didn't vote for it. Be fair. You can say you still wanted him to vote, but it was not the same. Not the same out there. One argument that's been made here, and I tried to come at this honestly. People say, "Well, you're on both sides of the issue." I said, "Nah, I'm just being honest. I am for a better gambling bill for the state. I'm not having it limited in players. I understand why it is, but I'm having it open to more private markets to be able to get in and do a better job and have competition out there." Number two, though, I am somebody who said since this discussion first started on this show, way back during the Bentley administration, if you believe there are not societal ills that come with gambling, you're lying to yourself. Now, the nuance to that is we get a lot of those societal ills back here at home because somebody can go right across the border and gamble and come back and not pay their bills here. Absolutely. Would there be more of that if it's closer? You know, one of the arguments, once again, I'm actually for a better gambling bill out there. But to say that, you know, we have all the societal ills right now and none of the revenue is 80% correct. I think we would have more societal ills. And the analogy I wrote to myself last night as I was sitting there thinking about today's show was ice cream. Now, hopefully I'm the first, and you put this down, Leanna, you can timestamp this. I wrote, gambling is like ice cream, at least for me, that I like ice cream a lot. I don't have ice cream in my house because I like ice cream a lot. If there's a, think of ice cream in the freezer, even though I can't see into my freezer, I don't have one of those fancy see into your freezers, it's just the regular freezer, I know it's in there. It calls to me like a siren calling a ship to the rocks in ancient Greece. So I don't have it nearby. Now, if I'm somewhere, I go somewhere, they have ice cream, I might have a little ice cream because then I'm going to leave that place and there's not ice cream. So I think to somebody who has a problem with gambling, which I luckily that's not one of my vices, I can go the 7 times or so I've gone gambling in my life and like, okay, that was fun. Now let's go do something else. That I think is the difference. Right now we do have societal ills, but you have to travel. It's not right there in your freezer. You have to travel to go get it. You put the gambling in seven locations like they talked about, or a free market guy like me, as many as the market could hold, it will have an increased effect on people. Even though you say now they can get in their car, Sean, they can go get, yes, but they got to go down the road to do it. And that takes time and thought and change, where if it's right next door, it's, you know, I know you can VPN with your phone and get on, but if it's even more ubiquitous on your phone, it's like having the ice cream right there. So gambling is like ice cream. The farther away it is from me, the better, at least on the ice cream part. All right, coming back, more Midday Mobile, 343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:35, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile, Tuesday style. Thought I'd say hello to my buddy Blaine Price over at Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale, where you see all that orange, the ever-expanding amounts of orange. You know you're in the right place. Hey, Blaine.
Hey, Sean.
We talked about this last week, and we give people a heads up too, especially this time of year. People are thinking about whether they're using it for, you know, in the ag world, they're tired of what they're running right now, or even people that get them for doing land maintenance, hunting camps, or those kind of stuff. Y'all got some great deals right now on tractors of a lot of sizes.
We do. We've got pretty much every size you can imagine in stock right now. Good selection of inventory. One of the promotions we're running right now, Sean, is on compact L series tractors, one of our really high volume sellers each year. You buy the tractor, the loader, with at least two implements, say a box blade and a disc, or a box blade, bush hog, or whatever the two implements that you're looking for. You get the trailer for free. 7x20 trailer that we're going to throw in for free on that package deal.
I like it.
All of it qualifies for zero interest financing through Kubota, that everybody really, really likes. Not only on the tractors do we have the zero interest financing, it's on all Kubota and Land Pride. So on our zero turn mowers, we got sizes in zero turns right now, anywhere from the little small homeowner that lives in, you know, a neighborhood, all the way up to the commercial guys. So a little bit of everything in stock. We've got plenty of construction equipment right now as well, the skid steers and the mini excavators. So if you're looking in any equipment needs you need right now, just come see us right here in Robertsdale.
Okay. If somebody wants to just test the waters, right, they got a project or they want to see if they, you know, a piece of equipment's going to do what they need it to do, you also do a lot of rental.
We've got a huge rental department, and that's something that a lot of people don't realize, that we're right here in Robertsdale and we got a huge selection of rental, whether it be construction equipment, the skid steers and excavators, tractors. But we also got man lifts, scissor lifts, concrete equipment, just a little bit of everything.
Well, what if I haven't gotten a truck that can pull the trailer for the piece of equipment I need?
Well, we've got plenty of trucks here that will deliver it to you, and we deliver all over. We just sent one this morning up around Birmingham, a skid steer and a cutter on the front of that skid steer. So we deliver all over.
Good deal. So if y'all need it this weekend or you need it for a month or whatever, get in touch with my man Blaine. Tell people how to do that.
Absolutely. So you can come by and see us here in Robertsdale. We're on Highway 59 right here in the middle of town. Just look as you're traveling southbound, right on the right, you'll see all the orange equipment. Or you can call us at 251-947-4171.
Thanks, Blaine. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Sean.
All right, there's Blaine checking in from Robertsdale at Parrish Tractor, and leaves the line open at 343-0106. Yeah, speaking of the skid steers and cutters, I've got one delivered from Sunday. Yeah, Sunday. And it's like all I can do to try to do anything else in my life other than run it, clearing some pastures. And it's if you hadn't run one before, it's something. Took a little bit of, you know, I'd run skid steer with a bucket in the past, but never with the high flow and the cutters. And I know there's plenty of y'all that do it, you know, regular. I know it's work, but dang it, it's pretty fun. It's pretty good. Good stuff. All right, 3430106. Yeah, we'll get back to the text. I also want to say I know that people were, you know, absolutely just on the edge of their seats when the election happened. And I told y'all back then it was just by the narrowest of margin. Okay, it was by 83%, I think, that Putin won re-election in Russia, which remember back then I was so focused on how they picked the number. Right, the percentage that he the turnout was very high, right, in Russia, and the percentage that he won. I think that stuff like that interests me. Instead of saying coming out and saying, oh, Putin won with 100%. No. They people wouldn't like that. They can't believe that. So they have to arbitrarily pick out a percentage of the Russians that voted for him. That's what I love. That they had to sit in some meeting and said, well, 99% is too much. All right, but 51% barely shows full support. So where's the? They had to figure out whatever when they do these sham elections in Russia, they have to. It's something about it, like it needs to be 83%. That's believable, and it's like there's comedy in that to me. So he won re-election. He has now been sworn in for his fifth term. You know, this is always a problem. I love our system. Our system is the best. But we do have to compete against places, you know, where we have people vying for office in the executive branch there every 4 years compared to China, where they're on a 100-year plan. You know, Russia, where they're on a decades-long plan. I don't want to go to their system, but it is a challenge. It's a handicap for our country, the way we do things, because we swing the pendulum back and forth, which I think at least keeps us a little more free than they are. But it is, you know, it's a thing, right? So, yeah, so Reuters saying Russian President Vladimir Putin said it was up to the West to choose between confrontation and cooperation as he was sworn in for a new 6-year term as of, yesterday. No, I guess today, in a ceremony that was boycotted by the United States and many of its allies. Oh, that'll show Putin. Oh, got him. More than 2 years into the war in Ukraine, Putin said he wanted to, quote, bow, end quote, before Russia's soldiers and declared in his inauguration speech that his landslide reelection in March, of course, landslide, was proof that the country was united and on the right track. Okay, so here's a quote. Here's Putin. Says, you, citizens of Russia, have confirmed the correctness of the country's course. This is of great importance right now when we are faced with serious challenges, end quote. I will point out that they've had hundreds of thousands of conscription age men leave Russia. He goes on to say, I see this, I see in this a deep understanding of our common historical goals, a determination to be adamantly defended by our choice, our values, freedom, and national interests of Russia. The freedom in Russia. Says at 71 now. So Putin takes, so remember Putin took one term off when Medvedev took over for him, right? Like, oh, now we've really handed power over. Medvedev is like his boy. And then he went right back in. So I know y'all are happy to know. Putin is the landslide victory there. Joshua says, Peter Weller based the Buckaroo Banzai clothes on Adam Ant's clothes for the movie Buckaroo Banzai, a must-see. I think I've seen that movie. Adam Ant was ahead of his time, right, in fashion. Although cultural appropriation would have shut it down now, Joshua, because Adam would put on a Native American breastplate, some war paint, right? These things would get him in trouble. Bumper stickers, more bumper stickers here. Joe from Picola says, my sticker says, go truck yourself. That's from Trucker Joe. Okay. Some of these where you dance around, it's interesting. I don't know whether you've shut down the bumper stickers or not. Like Jeff said, he said, well, you're kind of libertarian on that stuff, or you're liberty. I am. But yeah, I mean, the things I've told over the past, like it's involving children, and it just makes me uncomfortable having to explain to my daughter what those things, why those things were hanging off the back of the dually in front of us when she was like 4 years old. She's 18 now. It's like, it's a boy truck. And then there's another product I've talked about in the past that I had to explain to my son, which I didn't. I completely lied because there was no good answer. I think I said, I don't know, or was in a convenience store and they had, I can say these terms. I mean, it's written on there and these aren't on the FCC's list. But you know, you go in the convenience store and they have the plexiglass wall of treasures behind it, all the, you know, almost marijuana or whatever this stuff is, and then the Rhino Max pill explosion extreme and all that kind of stuff lined up there. You know, you're trying to get some Altoids and a Diet Coke and whatever the Diet Grapico for the kid, and you're, you know, got this wall of stuff and the eyes are like scanning like a, you know, computer, like brrr, looking at all the things. I was asked one time about, I can say these two words, a product there called Fetish Urine that was there for sale at this store. So imagine, parents, imagine being in this situation when Junior says, "What's that, Dad?" At that point, and I wanted to just leave the Altoids, Diet Coke, and Grapico on the counter and leave. But we're going to get the stuff. So I was like, you know, son, I really don't know what that is. It's probably some kind of something they have here. I mean, I just fell all over myself. And usually I can talk myself out of anything. Fell over my, because what are you going to say? You're going to say, well, no, people, they're selling it as some kind of kink thing, son. But in reality, it's for people to pass drug tests. I mean, which one are you going to choose to tell the kid? So, I mean, please don't. Please don't put me in that situation anymore. All right, Don says, how about this bumper sticker, Sean? Heritage, not prejudice. Sitting at a red light now in a vehicle with his windows rolled down. Extremely loud, foul music coming from the speakers inside, not to mention what appeared to be up in smoke, if you know what I mean. What are the limits of freedom of speech? If my kids had been in the car with me, I certainly would not want them listening to that because they had no choice. Yeah, it's a tough one. I don't know this, Don. The loud music. So, I was no angel. No angel. I was Boy Scout, but no angel. And we would listen to rock and roll and rap music very loud as kids riding down the road. We approached a traffic light. Number one, not wanting, still even as punk kids, and we were punk kids, not wanting to bother everybody, not wanting to bother somebody that might tell our parents what we're doing. Looks like my buddy John Young and I talked about the fact that there was a network of parents out there that would, like the Stasi, would report on you to your parents. You didn't want to be, and number three, God knows if there was a Mobile police officer there, everything was turned down and hands were on the 10 and 3. We didn't want to get in trouble. That's one thing, if I'm going to be old man talk here, Don, say, you know, I don't know what these kids are doing. What I don't know is how they're not worried about getting in trouble. Like that'd be the reason to like be cool. Because you didn't want to get in trouble. Yeah, we were like, once we were up at speed, Guns N' Roses' Appetite for Destruction was back on and loud. But we got him up to the stoplight. It got turned down. Mr. Plott said, hey, brother, I'm here to give props to the Hot for Teacher video. Anyways, I want to shut up now. Yeah, that was a great video, too. David said, Sean, couldn't live at my house if he has an addiction to ice cream because I literally live right around the corner from Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream. But that, David, that's going to Cammie's, which that's a great idea for today. But going to Cammie's is like having gambling in Mississippi. And once again, y'all, I'm for a better gambling bill, but I'm trying to be honest about these things. And for me, I said gambling's like ice cream. Not gambling is for me, but ice cream is for me, might be to somebody who gambles. If I have to go get the ice cream, if I have to ride down the road, I mean, I'm a grown man, I have a couple dollars in my pocket, I can go buy ice cream, right? I could go buy as much as I could fit in my freezer. I could do that. But I don't, because I know I can't deal with it being right there. That's the gambling thing, because I can go leave and go somewhere that has ice cream, have an ice cream, and then leave the place that has the ice cream, and then it's some distance from me. But if it's right there in my freezer, then how am I going to deal with it? So that's one of the things I just, with the gambling thing, not that I'm against it, but that's how I think it can affect people even more than they do now. A lot of these people are still going to go gamble, go right across the line. Those societal ills still come back home. I agree with that. We don't get any revenue. I agree with that. Time to rethink this from an angle of liberty is kind of where I come at it from. But if you say that having gambling around the corner instead of, you know, 40 minutes away is not going to cause more people to gamble, you're not being honest. CB Carl says, I have stickers that say, I'm pro-choice for the homeless gay whales. And if your religion's worth killing for, please start with yourself. Good stickers, CB. Oh, good. I'm getting getting pictures of y'all's. Some of these are creative bumper stickers. Some of these are not. Leave it at that. Okay, you can come back. We can do a little more sticker talk. But I do want to get into a little more of the gambling deal, also internationally. Remember yesterday when it came out that Hamas agreed to the ceasefire, and I said, just wait a second, just wait. Looks like it was worth waiting for. And sea drones in the news, too. We'll talk about that coming up before we wrap up. Plus, April Marie Fogle joins me a little after 1 o'clock. It's Midday Mobile, and this is FM Talk 106.5.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Checking this out. An email I just got from my buddy Clint Jamison at Adventure Earth Bicycles. You know, we've been talking about the fact you've got Mother's Day coming up. You're not surprised by that? You had that on the calendar? Yeah, you're aware of that coming up on Sunday? Okay, just checking. So you're aware. So Clint sent me an update here. And this is really kind of cool because I've been getting into explaining it, like being a prophet maybe, or at least a messenger for e-bikes, how much it's gotten me back into not just all the cool things you do with the e-bike, but just the exercise part of it. And I've said, I get it. People say, well, if you rode a non-e-bike, you'd get more exercise. No, I wouldn't, because I wouldn't ride it all the time. With the e-bike, I keep it in a eco mode where it just kind of kicks in when you need it, and it keeps you riding more days more often. Think about this, for flexibility, exercise, all those things, as we get a little older out there, e-bikes are a great choice. And Adventure Earth Bicycles has some great e-bikes in stock for Mother's Day. He's got beach cruisers, comfort bikes. Those are under $400. Adult three-wheelers as well. The regular bikes, a variety of colors, those are on sale right now. And Fuji e-cruisers. These are great e-bikes, and they're under $1,000. The retail is $1,500. Three great colors to choose from. Right now, $999 at Adventure Earth Bicycles. Plus, Ufree and Denago e-bikes have arrived. Those have the big motor on them. 70-mile range on one charge on the Ufree and Denago e-bikes with the 750-watt motors. You can ask about those. All the e-bikes are made also, Clint wanted to point this out, with Brondo. So our e-bikes are better. Why? Because e-bike riders crave it. If you don't know what he's talking about, go watch the movie Idiocracy. Clint's doing a little tip of the hat there. So Mother's Day is, you know, coming up on Sunday. What a cool gift if you got an e-bike for mom for her to get out and enjoy it, or get a pair of them for you and mom and get out and enjoy them together. Check out my man Clint Jamison, Adventure Earth Bicycles. Known him a long, long time. He's been doing this bicycle thing for decades, so trust him when it comes to e-bikes or regular bikes. Go see him at the corner of Little Flower and Airport in Midtown, across from Ruth's Chris, or see him online at adventure-earth.com. Adventure Earth Bicycles, everything inside to get you outside, and Brondo, too. There you go, Clint. I put Brondo into your commercial. And let's see the text line here. We talk a little more gaming here. Mixter says, which is highly more addictive, having sports betting app on your phone or having the Amazon app? I think they're probably equally addictive, Mixter. I mean, for me, it would be Amazon more than that, but it's I'm not bad with it. Do I go buy things? Sure, I buy things. I don't go shopping. I buy things, right? I hear about something that I need or I want, and then I go buy that thing. I don't go looking, you know, like through online for things to buy. But yeah, when I need a part or something like that, I'm going to go somewhere and buy a part. So the gambling thing doesn't affect me, but I know it affects other people, right? And once again, I'm not actually against, I am against this, what came out of conference committee on gambling, because I think it's a chintzy version of a gambling bill. But at the same time, you do know it has implications. And those implications, I agree. I guess what I'm giving you, the ice cream and gambling being the same, is a nuanced view of it. If right now you have people can travel across state lines and go gamble. And they do. And the revenue stays there and the societal ills come home. But it's still their liberty to do this. Once again, I'm not against people exercising their liberty. I might tell them they're dumb doing something, but they have the right to exercise their liberty. But it will increase. The societal ills will increase when it's right around the corner. Same way that if the ice cream is in the freezer, the consumption of ice cream is going to increase compared to if I got to go down the street or go to Cammie's or something and get it. Yes, Maxtrap sent me that's the sticker I was talking about, the Wagner's Meat sticker. I've seen that. Yeah, I don't know. So Michael says, and this is, Michael, you heard me trying to work my way through earlier in the hour some of the testimony coming out of the Trump hush money trial in New York. Michael says, is Trump the first president to ever have someone under testimony claim to have spanked him with a magazine? Fair question. I don't know if they confirmed it about Taft. It could have been. And I heard Rutherford B. Hayes. Other than that, I think this might be the third, Michael. But yes, the testimony is something. We're going to talk about some of that. I'll let April Marie Fogle, who's going to join me here in a second, go through some of the testimony that's happened so far. How about that? And no, I'm not. Maximus has sent me something he's trying to get me to read on air. I'm not going to do it. I will say that, yes, the last part of what you wrote here, Maximus, it's true that the adult film company that Stormy Daniels was working for, when Trump and her met at the golf course, they were sponsoring one of the holes on the golf course. That is true. That part is a thing. I'm going to get in so much trouble. Be right back.